Thank you, Rebecca. Some little mu a little music to start. Wonderful. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. That wonderful cello rendition was one of our community members, Nolan Branch, who is our cellist lighter. Wonderful job. My name is Victoria Barr, and I am honored to be your worship associate today at our online service of the First Unitarian Church of Victoria. I invite you now to settle into our service in a spirit of gratitude and respect, as we acknowledge the deep, deep roots and sacred traditions connected to the lands on which we usually gather, the traditional lands of the Wassanic First Nations. I come to you today as a grateful visitor on the traditional territory of the Lekwungen-speaking peoples, specifically the Esquimalt and Songhees nations. A few announcements about our online programs. We're working hard to figure out the different things we have to do to do online services, and we're getting better at this every time, but lots to learn still. So if you need technical help at any time during the service, you can call church member Wally for assistance. Wally's, oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. Lynn has just posted Wally's contact information in the chat box. So feel free to connect with Wally if you have technical issues that you need help with. During the service, we will be posting information in the chat box. So feel free to check there if you need more information at any time. There'll be lyrics of poems and songs, as well as information about our services and that kind of thing. So check that if you'd like throughout the service. After the service, we invite you to join a breakout room for an opportunity to get to know other people better in small groups. It's actually a really enjoyable thing to do. I've done it a few times now and really enjoy getting to know people a little bit better in those small groups after at the end of the service. Because our service today is a multi-generational service, there's no children's programming today. So kids, please hang out with your parents and or caregivers and hang out with us during the service. If you'd like to color or doodle while you're listening, and that goes for kids and adults, please download and print our theme pages for this week, which I think Lynn will be posting in a minute on the link to that on the in the chat box. But you've also probably received it in the email that you received when you got the link for this Zoom call today. So you can print out those and doodle away during the service or after, whatever you'd like. For other programming for children, parents, and caregivers, including our morning social justice story time sessions, please see the eWeekly, our website, under children's programs, or contact Aaron Liddell. If you are planning to send in an offer for the Auction Fever event, the offer deadline is this Saturday, May 30th. Please contact Sue Ellen Gunther or Fran Hancock with your last-minute offers and watch your inbox on June 3rd for the auction list and instructions about how to bid. I did find some more information about the Auction Fever in the e-weekly, so feel free to check that as well. It's exciting. The First Unitarian Church of Victoria is also pleased to announce that our very own Aaron Liddell has been selected as one of two recipients from across Canada for the Canadian Unitarian Council's Theological Education Fund. This is a $5,000 award. Wow. This award is given to Canadians who are studying for ministry within Unitarian Universalism for school fees and related expenses. Cheers to Aaron on his UU leadership journey. Very exciting. Yes. Well done. I'm actually going to hand it over to Aaron now.
Thanks, everyone. I have the great honor of introducing the newest member of our community, baby Ferguson. Ferguson was born at 3:33 on Tuesday, May 19th, at 9 pounds and 6 ounces. Ashling and Beckham and Lachlan are very excited to have our new family member in the world with them, and we are delighted to welcome Ferguson into the community and to learn more about them as they grow.
Beautiful. Thank you, Aaron, for introducing baby Ferguson to us. Okay, now we lead into chalice lighting. I'm pleased to introduce Nolan Branch, the wonderful cellist we saw in the video earlier, to light our chalice this morning. If you have your own chalice, you can light it now along with Nolan. And if you don't, you can just share Nolan's. I won't light one this morning because the last time I did that, my smoke alarm went off. Nolan, you have lit the chalice. Thank you so much. May this small light remind us of the beauty around us and within each of us. Thank you, Nolan. Okay. Now I'm going to try to figure out how to share my screen. Just one second here. Okay. This is Dr. Bonnie Henry. I'm sure many of you recognize her. Dr. Henry is British Columbia's top doctor. It's her job to make sure that our government does the right things so that we can stay healthy and well, especially now. I'm a real Dr. Bonnie Henry fan. I don't have one of these Bonnie Henry t-shirts, though. Or a Dr. Bonnie Henry doll. Or even one of these fancy, even a pair of these fancy Dr. Henry limited edition Fluvog shoes. But I'm a fan just the same. And it's not just me who is a fan. She has her own fan club and her own coloring sheets, as we saw. Check the chat box for a link and or your eWeekly for a link or the email that you received, and you can print those off. This is one of them. You can color Dr. Henry's face and her saying, be kind, be calm, be safe. It's not only that I admire Dr. Henry's strength, her compassion, her intelligence, and her ability to stay calm under pressure. It's also her unwavering commitment to protect people that might need it some extra support or who are at greater risk of getting sick, and her absolute faith that if she asks nicely, we will all help. Back on March 7th, Dr. Henry asked everyone in this province to take care of each other by staying home and washing our hands. She also asked us to pay special attention to what we can do to keep older people healthy and safe. And what she said was, I'm calling on all of us in BC to do what we can do to protect our seniors and elders in our community and to keep them safe. Just like our Unitarian Universalist first principle, we believe that each and every person is important. More recently, Dr. Henry has said, there's no place, no place in our society for racism. Wow, I thought, social justice in action. You go, girl. I've worked in public health for a long time, so I know that the field of public health is all about building communities in which everyone takes care of each other and works towards fairness so that everyone can thrive. So I know that when Dr. Henry encourages us to be kind, she's also saying be especially kind to those who need it most. This made me think of our second Unitarian Universalist principle. We believe that all people should be treated fairly and kindly. When an elder in Alert Bay near the northern tip of Vancouver Island died in April, Dr. Henry said, it's a tragedy for all of us. Our elders, in particular in our First Nations communities, are culture and history keepers. When they become ill and when they die, we all lose. And I want you to know that we feel that collective loss today. By emphasizing the important role that elders play in communities, particularly First Nations communities, Dr. Henry focused on the positive contributions that they make. She spoke of their strengths and not their vulnerabilities. So that is why I'm a big Dr. Bonnie Henry fan. She sees the best in people, and she encourages each of us to bring our best selves to the world right now and to honor the important role that each of us plays in our communities. And I think we really need that perspective right now to bring us all together, even when we are gathering most of the time on Zoom.
In our service today, we're exploring how we can stay calm and connected in this time, a time that's unique to all of us. Now we're 10 weeks out since that first service that we canceled due to concerns about COVID. Our community took heed of Dr. Bonnie Henry's words, and we were quick to respond. We were quick to respond, even though we had very little idea of what we were facing, what we were going to do, or how we were going to do it. Many of us, 10 weeks ago, hoped that we wouldn't meet in person for a few weeks, but we still wished to be connected. Many of us had never used Zoom before, and now we find ourselves nimbly switching between speaker and gallery view as easily as we pick up a phone. We had a crisis, and we rose to the occasion as a community. Now we're in a new phase of these interesting times, as Reverend Shauna called it all those weeks ago. We are again listening to Dr. Bonnie Henry, and we are looking at ways that perhaps some of us in small groups could safely meet again in person. And we're realizing that this new normal that she and our other leaders have asked us to find will likely mean that we won't have our regular in-person Sunday services or kids programs for some time. So it's time for us to explore again, how can we meaningfully feel connected with ourselves, with each other, and with the interdependent web of life we're all a part of. As this situation switches from crisis to finding sustainable balance in this new normal as it continually evolves. Today we're exploring how we can be kind, and be safe while also being connected, physically distant, and socially present. Today, I and some others will share with you some of our favorite ways we've found to stay connected. And we hope that you will join our virtual coffee hour after the service and share what has made you feel more connected. For me, one of the things I've really appreciated in the last few weeks has been the inclusion of the joy and concerns in our services. This is something we often do in kids' programs using the colored bead check-in. Some of you may remember doing a tasty jelly bean version of that in the service I led with Reverend Melora last fall. In the colored check-in, the kids choose a color that represents how they're feeling in that moment. Lynn will post the colors and their corresponding emotions in the chat if you want to take a look. After choosing the color that best represents how they're doing that day, they can say a few words about how they feel and then drop the bead into a bowl. In our recent services, we've been using the chat feature to share what's in our hearts, and I invite you to do that now. If you wish, share a color or a few words about whatever joys and concerns are in your hearts or on your minds right now. And I'm going to switch to gallery view so I can see all your faces. So for Caroline, precarious housing. David is thankful for family and friends. The B team are yellow, pink, green, and yellow. Lily's blue. Nolan's green. Anna's red because she cut the grass yesterday and now her allergies are in overdrive. Suzanne is pink. Demetrius is feeling purple. And Marion a deep purple. Christina is thinking about her dad who she can't visit. Erin's feeling creative, worried, and thankful. Yuta's feeling grateful to live in this beautiful and peaceful place. Hayden's feeling black, a mixture of creative and happy. Jane is feeling yellow, a joy that Ferguson has been born. Dar is worried that if we focus only in small groups, we'll make less things that they can connect with. Catherine's thinking about her uncle who died alone in Alberta this week. Finnegan feels purple, pink, and red. Molly's green and happy for the spring. Zach is calm and glad to be here with us. So now, kids, we've shared with the adults a ritual that we use to take care of each other. Now I want to share a ritual that the adults have developed and have been using over the last 10 weeks to take care of each other, too. If everybody can put their one hand over their heart and another hand out towards the screen, we're going to send love to one another. We witness the struggles and pains, large and small, the people in our community have named today, and the ones they haven't. We send them love. We recognize that we are all part of this interdependent web of life. We recognize their struggle is our struggle, and we are beside them in loving support. We also witness the joys, large and small, that have been named here and the ones that haven't. We delight in sharing the joys of those in our community. We celebrate with them. We are beside them in loving support. Now, if we can each send as much loving kindness as you can and absorb as much as you need and repeat after me, this Buddhist metta prayer. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. May you progress. Thank you. I'll now pass it over to Casey, who will lead us in one of her favorite ways of being connected.
That's right. Thank you, Aaron. And good morning, everybody. I'm going to share a song that I really love with you all. It's called Loosen, Loosen. It's by Allie Halpert. And before we get into singing, I'm going to just share some movements that you might like to do along with singing. And the lyrics will be posted in the chat in just a second. And this song is all about the fact that sometimes if we're feeling worried or stressed, our bodies can get kind of tense and tight and kind of carry some of that feeling with us. And so this song is a really beautiful reminder to just start by just relaxing your body. And that might help to relax some of those other feelings as well. So with the first line, which is loosen, loosen, baby, I'm going to invite you, if you like, you can just kind of sway side to side and just feel nice and loose in your body. The second line is you don't have to carry, and maybe you just want to do some little shoulder rolls, loosen up your shoulders a little bit. The next line is the weight of the world in your muscles and bones. And for this one, maybe we can scrunch our shoulders up for the first part and then let them go. After scrunching, sometimes you can let them go even more than they were before. And then we have let go, let go, let go is the next line. And this one again, let's just let go, let go, let go. Yeah. And then the second part of the song, I'm going to invite us to just give yourself a nice big hug. So with the first line, which is holy breath, you can put one arm around. The next line is and holy name. You could do the next arm. And then for will you ease this pain? Just give yourself a nice big hug. And at the end, maybe you can relax your arms out, open them up. So you're letting go again. Beautiful. So with the recording that I'm going to share, it's going to sing the first verse twice through and then the second verse twice through. And then it's going to start layering the two together. And at that point, you can sing whichever part you like to sing. You could go back and forth between both of them. Or maybe you just want to do the movements. Maybe you just want to sing. Maybe you want to make up your own movements. Whatever is totally fine. Whatever works for you is perfect. So here's the song.
Loosen, loosen, baby. You don't have to carry the weight of the world in your muscles and bones. Let go, let go, let go. Loosen, loosen, baby. You don't have to carry the weight of the world in your muscles and bones. Let go, let go, let go. Holy breath. And holy name, will you ease this pain? Holy breath, and holy name, will you ease this pain? Loosen, loosen, breath. And you don't have to carry the weight of the world in your muscles and bones. Let go, let go, let go. Loosen, loosen, baby. And you don't have to carry the weight of the world in your muscles and bones. Let go, let go, let go. Loosen, loosen, baby. And hold holy Mary, the weight of the world in your muscles and bones. Let go, let go. pain. Holy baby, and holy Mary, the weight of the world in your muscles and bones, let go, let go, let go.
Thank you, Casey. Over to you, Nancy.
Good morning. Since the middle of March in our e-weekly, there has been an invitation to an all-ages social justice story time. In May, the invitation included a note that stated, "Our little ones have been missing their church grandparents, aunts, and uncles. If you awake at 8:30 a.m., please consider dropping by any day for a wonderful start to the day. PJs and breakfast welcome." I had been missing our little ones and was curious about this wonderful start to the day. The e-weekly invitation was very welcoming, so I gave it a try. Now I'm a fan. I have seen an exotic live pet bug, seen and learned about very colorful kinetic sand, joined the countdown for a fifth birthday, and waited for news of baby Ferguson's birth. Anything today? Anything today? The surprise to me was how much I enjoyed the stories. I listened to an older kid read about a child with ADHD. In another story, there was a monster that grew every time the boy felt ashamed. The adults might have related to that story more than the children. There were books about gender, the ABCs of equality, and the indigenous story Stolen Words made me cry. I wish I had had these books when my children were growing up. Now I can buy them and share them with my grandchildren. There is a list of stories that have been read on the church website. Physical distancing has kept us apart, but it has also given us unique opportunities to connect. I wanted to invite my Toronto grandchildren to social justice story time, but they have online school at that hour. However, you can invite your grandchildren or come to get to know the children in our own church community. Thank you, Lindsay Harriet, for creating this, quote, wonderful start to the day. Lindsay and some other families in our congregation have been offering social justice story time Monday through Saturday at 8:30 in the morning. I'm happy to share that the story time will be continuing this summer, and Aaron will invite children from nearby Unitarian congregations. Aaron has a story for us now.
Thanks, Nancy. And Lynn has just posted an email address in the chat box. If you want to come to social justice time, story time, then just email that email address and you will get all the details. Now, another way I love to feel connected to myself and our web of life, I know a lot of you share with me. But actually, in this section, I'm going to cheat a little bit. I'm sneakily sharing three things that make me feel connected while talking about one. That is, I love stories. I love seeing pictures of your adventures, especially when I don't get to see you in person. And I love the ocean. So today, I'm going to share a story about the ocean while sharing some pictures of you at the ocean. This is a special story that engages our senses. So see if you can pick out five senses if you listen. Or, if you prefer, see how many people you can You can't hear me speak. Can everybody hear me speak? Yeah? Okay. Sorry, Dar. So you can see if you can pick out the senses, or you can see how many people you can recognize in the photos, or you can just close your eyes and imagine yourself at the beach, or you can do any combination of those. And I'm just going to share my screen with you. Hello, ocean, my old best friend. I'm here with the five of me again. I see the ocean, gray, green, blue, a chameleon always changing hue. Amber seaweed, speckled sand, bubbly waves that kiss the land. Wide open water before my eyes, reflected in a bowl of skies. Glistening tide pools and secret nicks, I love the way the ocean looks. I hear the ocean, a lion's roar, crashing rimmers toward the shore. Water shushing and rushing in, then whispering back to the sea again. Froggy songs from distant boats, gentle clangs from bobbing floats, squeak of gulls calling down. I love the way the ocean sounds. I touch the ocean and surf gives chase, pulling, pushing, the restless sea repeats the same refrain to me. Waves that pounds in rowdy play, tide that tickles with splashing spray. Squishy, sandy, soggy ground, slippery seaweed that wraps around. Suddenly breezes that make me squeal. I love the way the ocean feels. I smell the ocean, the fresh salt wind, wafting lotion from suntan skin. Aromas from some ancient deep disclose their news when I inhale. Reeky fish from waters deep, fragrant ore from holes dug deep, drying kelp and musty smell shells. I love the way the ocean smells. I taste the ocean and wonder why. It tastes like tears I sometimes cry. Sandy grains in salty drink are best for fish and whales, I think. I lick the drops still on my face. I love the way the ocean tastes. The sun dips down, it's time to go. But I'll be back to see your show. Hear the stories you have to spin, taste your flavors once again. Take deep sniffs of briny air and feel the treasures you have to share. And now I'll turn it to Jill, who will share some of the way she likes to connect.
Hi, friends. Hello, everybody. I feel really connected when I'm out in my backyard in the garden and the ocean is out there. And I just feel like I'm tuned to, like my whole body, my whole being is tuned to the music of the land. So I want to sing the garden song, and you'll find the words in the chat box. So I hope you can sing along, and I wish I could hear you sing too, friends. Inch by inch, inch by inch, and row for row, gonna make this garden grow. All you need is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch and row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warmed them from below till the rain's come tumbling down. Pulling weeds, picking stones. Well, then we're done picking stones. We are made of dreams and bones. Feel the need to grow my own, cause our time is close at hand. Rain for the rain and sun and rain. Find my way through nature's chain. Tune my body and my brain to the music of the land. Plant your rose straight and long. Plant your rose straight and long. Temper them with prayer and song. Mother Earth will make you strong if you give her love and care. Old Crow watching hungrily from the perch on yonder tree. In my garden, I'm as free as that feathered friend up there, as that feathered thief up there. Back to the chorus, inch by inch. Inch by inch and row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All you need is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless his seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below until the rains come tumbling down. Until the rains come tumbling down. Here they are.
Thank you so much, Jewel. That's awesome. I love that song. Okay. Although we are not able to pass a physical basket today, please give as you are able. The church is especially in need of your support at this time due to loss of rental income as a result of COVID-19. You can give by mailing a check to the church or by clicking the donate button on our website. I'm just checking the chat box. For some of you, this is a time of financial hardship. If you are in need, especially for rent, food, or medication, please contact Reverend Shauna Lingood, who will direct you to our church's Lifeline program. We will get through this challenging time together. To you, Abby. There you go.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me, guys.
That was awesome, Abby. Thank you so much. Next time, when we get back in the sanctuary together, next time we'll have to do a dance party in the sanctuary, too.
That would be awesome.
Okay. Casey, over to you for a closing poem. Just give me a minute to share my screen, please.
No problem. I've got a little bit of an intro. Anyway, I've got to catch my breath for a second, though. No fun. Okay, so good thing my closing poem has some dancing in it. Not asking you all to dance, but there's a little bit of a reference to dancing. So the closing poem is a poem that I really loved as a kid, and I thought was really helped me calm down. And this is I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud by William Wordsworth. Yeah, it's a song about, not a song, it's a poem about daffodils and about a person who goes wandering outside all alone as the only human and then finds all of these daffodils and suddenly doesn't feel lonely anymore, but is with all these daffodils who are having a dance in the wind. And I think it's really beautiful too because later on in the poem when the person is back at home and lying on their couch and maybe not feeling too excited about anything, then they remember that time that they saw all those daffodils, and then that makes them happy all over again. So here is the poem. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils. Beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering.
Yeah, we're getting to the end, but then I have to facilitate the groups.
Well, somebody needs to mute themselves, I think. Beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not be but gay in such jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude. And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils.
Thank you so much, Casey. We are coming to our extinguishing our chalice. So I now invite Nolan to extinguish the chalice and you to extinguish yours if you had one this morning. Please take the beauty of this light with you through your day. An empathy buddy is a listener who makes themselves available to support any congregant who needs help processing emotions that are brought up after a Sunday service. Today's empathy buddies are Dar Levy and Lynn Bonner. Their contact information is in the chat box below. Feel free to connect with them if you'd like. And now we'll go to our farewell song, Carry the Flame. I must say that this is the exciting debut of the new video from our own Chalice Choir, and I hope you enjoy it. Take care, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend.